23rd of March 2019, Saturday of the second week of Lent. Micah 7, 14 and 15 and 18 till 20. With shepherd's crook lead your people to pasture, the flock that is your heritage, living confined in a forest, with meadow land all around. Let them graze in Bashan and Gilead as in the days of old. As in the days when you came out of Egypt, grant us to see wonders. What God can compare with you for pardoning guilt and for overlooking crime? He does not harbor anger forever, since he delights in showing faithful love. Once more have pity on us. Treat down our faults, throw all our sins to the bottom of the sea. Grant Jacob your faithfulness and Abraham your faithful love, as you swore to our ancestors from the days of long ago. We can hear strong longing of the people of Israel to God. God should bring all back in the right order, which had been lost through the guilt of the people. Now they are like sheep, which are lonely, and they don't find anything, what they need. God lets them notice what they did, that they converted to him. The prayer shows us that even in this terrible situation, people did not forget the goodness of God, and they made wonderful statements about the Lord, which are not only a wish of heart which is in pain, no, which is a truth about God. God loves to be graceful. God is not only graceful because of all the human misery and guilt, it's the only way to save them. No, God likes to be graceful because the grace is something coming out of his fatherly love, which he is offering to all human beings. We could say that the Lord is always attentive when a human being is ready to receive his grace, when he can give him out of the fullness of his love. And we should not look first to the earthly things, which cannot fulfill our soul. No, the spiritual things God is giving, which lead us to real peace and joy, and that the soul has rest in him. God loves to be graceful, and because he loves it, he sent us his Son, who was opening the doors of heaven for us, the Son of Mercy. Now the sins are done in the depthness of the sea, and we are cleaned in the blood of the Lamb. We are under the mercy of God. A year of grace is called for whole humanity. God loves to be graceful. Sinners can come home to God when he accepts his grace. Even with very heavy guilt they can come, with heavy sins, with a burden they cannot carry. They will break down with it. They can come to the last moment of the life. The Lord is looking for them because he loves to be graceful. How can we answer this wonderful love to God? to serve Him and the human beings. We have to bring the message of our Father's love to the people through our words, through the deeds, through our whole being. Our Father's looking for human beings which say yes to Him and is coming, that He can fulfill them with His grace. It's not equal whom He sent. Maybe it's especially our task in a certain moment to bring this person the love of God. How many people do not know His love? Or they don't know it exactly how it is? How much are living in the darkness? There with the Lord, there should be never despair, even if the circumstances are very difficult. Because we receive the grace of faith, is it not good to be instruments of His grace? Because He loves to be graceful. If our heart is pure, and if we allow the Holy Spirit to take away all what is hindering the love of God, the grace can work in our heart and through us also for other people in all situations.
Today's offertory verse, a part of Psalm 13, says, "Light up my eyes, lest I sleep the sleep of death, lest my enemy say, I have prevailed over him."